天加入我们学习的人。
We're going to carry on studying in the book of Philippians, Lord willing.
对，主若许可，我们今天开始继续学习腓立比书。
Either tonight or next week, we probably will finish the book of Philippians. My question is, where should we go from there?
所以今天呢，或者说下个星期呢，我们就会去学完腓立比书。那么我的问题是，大家认为下一步应该学习什么书呢？
If you have some suggestions, you might let me know. I'm personally considering whether we should consider and go into the detail of the book of Luke.
想法呢，可以跟他讲。那么说他自己认为呢，我们应该去学习一下《路加福音》。
So you can pray with me about that, and we'll make the decision as the week goes on. But that's what's in the back of my mind at this point.
因为你们大家和他一起祷告，当我们那个到那里的时候呢，我们再来决定。那么说现在我大脑里想到的就是这个。
I don't know of any other announcements of significance. Maybe you have something that you would like to say or comment on.
因为我不知道有什么重要的要发出通知的，也许呢你们大家有些事情要讲。
Very good. Well, what we'll do is we'll have a word of prayer and then we'll get into Philippians chapter 3.
非常好，我们现在要做的是，我们先祷告，然后开始学习腓立比书。
So, Lord, we want to thank you so much for your kindness to us. We thank you for bringing us together this evening.
主啊，我们也感谢您对我们的慈爱，也感谢您呢，今天晚上把我们带到一起。
And we pray that there will be others joining us. We just commit it all to you, asking you for help.
所以我们也祷告，其他人也会加入我们。我们是将一切交到您的手里，求您来帮助我们。
And so, Lord, we're asking you for direction and help. We pray that you will just guide in each word this evening. May they all be for your glory. May they be for our edification.
所以主要我们就祷告呢，您呢完全带领我们，您也帮助我们。我们就是说呢，求您今天晚上呢带领我们学习每一个字，这样呢可以为了您的荣耀，也为了我们的益处。
You have promised to bless by the Holy Spirit and to honor your word, and it is this that we're claiming as promises this evening.
所以呢，您也应许了我们，通过圣灵呢，如果我们就是说是要去尊重您的话，这就是我们今天呢要求您的应许的。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在先来感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see each one this evening.
也非常高兴今天晚上看到大家。
Special welcome to Yvonne and to Honor Ali. I know I'm not sure who Honor is, but welcome to you and Vivo as well. Good to see all coming in.
这里面特别的欢迎的就是那个，就是伊万呢，还有 Honor Ali 阿乐，我们知道是谁，或者说是还有所有的刚刚加入我们的，还有 Vivo。
All right, our study is now this evening in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, we will start.
比如今天我们开始学习的是腓立比书的第三章。
And again, if there are questions or comments as we go along, we would be happy to hear them. Don't be hesitant. We're happy to make this a bit of a conversation.
如果要再一次呢，就是大家有问题呢，有一些看法的话呢，你不要犹豫就是告诉我们我们就那个会停下来回答你的问题。
So last week, we got down to the end of verse number 15, I guess, but I want to go back to 15 again tonight and pick up a major theme there.
上星期我们停在呢第十五节，那么腓立比书三章第十五节，今天呢我们要再次来学一下第十五节，因为里面有一些重要的事情。
In the earlier section in chapter 3, Paul has outlined a very high standard of zeal for God, devotion to the work of God.
所以呢，使徒保罗在那个第三章的前面的一些节呢，他呢给我们指出了一个非常的高的，就是向神奉献、向神的工作奉献，还有就是说去学习神的话的这样的一个标准。
Most Christians, when they read that, say, "Well, that's pretty extreme, and it's maybe more than we should, than I should be involved in."
所以大多数基督徒呢说呢这个标准呢有点极端，可能呢我不要牵扯到进去太多。
Remember, most Christians in our day are what we would call Laodicean. They're like the church in Laodicea that we read about in Revelation chapter 3.
所以大家要记住呢，大多数基督徒呢，在我们这个时代呢，就像老底家的那个教会那个基督徒一样的。我们要记得呢，是在启示录的第三章里，我们读到的这个老底家的这个教会。
They tend to be casual, superficial, and not really dedicated to the things of God.
他们呢非常的随便，也呢非常的肤浅，并不是说把自己呢完全奉献在神的工作里面。
Paul, on the other hand, like the prophets of the Old Testament before him, were very totally committed to the truth of God.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他就像旧约的那些先知们那样的，他完完全全把自己献给了神。
And so Paul says, That's the way we all should be.
所以使徒保罗说呢，这就是我们都应该有的样子。
And then he ends verse 15 with the rather amazing line saying, if any of you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
第十五节呢，他说呢，就是说是你们若有什么事存别样的心，神也必以此启示你们。
He's basically saying that the Lord is the one who will show us eventually that what is profitable and best for us is a life of total commitment to the Lord, not casual, but total.
那这里基本上呢，主呢，他最终呢会向我们显示，就是说呢，什么对我们来说是有益的。那么说呢，这个里面呢就讲到我们并不是说应该是随意的、随便的，而应该是完全奉献给神的工作的。
And some of us look back at yesterday and say, Lord, I wasn't like that yesterday. I fall a long way short of that high standard.
有些人呢回顾他们的过去，回顾他们昨天说呢，我不是那样的，我比这个高标准要差很远。
And so in verse 16, Paul is saying, listen, don't go back, don't be discouraged, keep going, serve the Lord more zealously tomorrow than you did yesterday, but don't go back.
所以呢，那个使徒保罗在第十六节里讲到的呢，你不要回顾过去，那么说呢，你要展望明天，你要在明天呢更热心的去服侍主。
So he says, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind.
然后第十六节说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行，让我们存一样的心思。
So the theme in Philippians is how to think.
所以呢，这个腓立比的那个主题是怎样去思考。
And the answer is, as we read the scripture, especially Philippians, we are to learn to think like the Philippians thought.Or like Paul thought and told the Philippians how they ought to think.
所以这个里面呢，就是那事实上呢，是我们被告知呢，我们要像腓立比的人，还有那个使徒保罗那样去思考，也是要像使徒保罗他告诉腓立比人应该怎样的去思考那样思考。
And so verse 17 says, brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk like me or so walk as you have us for a pattern.
所以，腓立比书第3章第17节说：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也应当留意看那些照我的榜样行的人。
So the Christian is to be, if you like, a copycat. He is to keep his eye on men of God and he is to follow them. The woman keeps her eye on women of God and she follows them.
”因为就作为那个基督徒来说呢，如果你愿意说呢，他们都是要去模仿其他的人那个样子。那么说呢，作为男人呢，他要模仿那属神的男的那样的方法去行。那么说那个女人呢，就要照着属神的女人那样的榜样去行。
How should a Christian live?
那么基督徒应该怎样去生活呢？
Well, he should live like the Christians around him who are following the Lord as the Apostle Paul did.
所以呢，他应该呢，就是说是像他周围的那些跟从着主走的那样的人那样去生活，就像使徒保罗那样的人。
Let me give you an example of learning English.
所以我跟大家举个例子，学英语的例子。
When I was a child, I grew up in a home where my father was very particular about speaking English correctly.
所以，当我还是个孩子的时候呢，在我的家里呢，我的爸爸呢，对讲英语、讲正确的英语非常的讲究。
I told you, that very often I would find my father in an evening sitting in a rocking chair reading. The dictionary.
所以呢，我就是告诉过大家，通常呢，在傍晚的时候呢，我发现我的父亲呢，坐在那个角落的摇椅上，在读字典。
No, it's often true that he was reading his Bible, but on occasion he would be sitting there reading the dictionary.
当然呢，他通常呢也是在读圣经。那么说呢，有些时候呢，他会读字典。
I used to think he was a little peculiar.
我认为他有点的特别，我过去。
But he did speak English very correctly.
但他讲英语呢，就是非常的准确。
Now, when I went to school, we had exams. We had to practice English grammar, English sentence structure, and so on. We had to pass the course in English.
其实当我在学校的时候呢，我们通常呢有个英语课，我们必须呢学习那个英语的语法，还有句子的结构，这样呢我们可以呢通过这个英语考试。
Those exams were some of the easiest exams I ever wrote in my life.
所以那些考试呢是在我的人生中考过的最容易的一些考试。
Because when I was asked the question, what is the correct grammatical structure? I would just say, what would my father say?
现在对，因为当问题问到，就是说这一个，就是说是句子的它的结构应该是什么样子呢？我就想着我的父亲会怎么说呢？
And so I wrote down on the paper what I had learned at home, and it was easy. I always got the right answer.
因为我就写下来，就是在我在家里的时候，从父亲那里学到的，所以对我来说呢，很容易得到正确的答案。
The Christian life is easier if you are living it with close proximity to men and women of God who know and love the Lord.
所以呢，你的基督徒人生会变得容易。如果你呢，就是说是紧密的和那些就是说是属神的男女靠在他们一起，他们爱神的那样的人。
And so you'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ had 12 disciples who were with him on all occasions. They learned from him just by his example.
因为你们大家也记得呢，主耶稣基督有12个门徒，那他们的所有的呢，都是围绕着他一起生活，所以呢，他们从主耶稣基督这个榜样里学到了很多的东西。
Paul had the same example. He had Timothy, Titus, and many others with him, and he taught them by his example.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他做出了同样的榜样，因为他有那个提摩太，还有那个就是希拉，所以呢，他教导他们，他给他们做出了好榜样。
Now, verse 17 ends with the phrase, "You have us for a pattern." That means there was not only Paul, but several other godly people with Paul who the Philippians could watch when they were with him.
所以这个里面的17节末尾说是照我们的榜样行，这个我们的代表呢，不仅仅只是说是，使徒保罗自己也提摩太、希拉，还有腓立比呢，还有很多其他的人，他们可以提供榜样，归供那个腓立比人学习。
All of which says, don't be alone as a Christian. Spend lots of time in Christian fellowship.
所以呢，就是所有的告诉我们呢，不要做一个孤独的基督徒，要和其他的基督徒一起团去，
Work with other Christians.
和其他的基督徒一起工作。
Spend any time you have with other Christians.
因为不管你有把你的所有的时间和其他的基督徒呢在一起度过。
Make godly Christians your close friends.
所以把那些敬虔的基督徒呢，变成你最好的朋友。
And in the process, you will grow as a Christian.
所以在这个过程中呢，你就会作为一个基督徒呢，会成长。
So, many Christians say, well, I don't spend a lot of time with other Christians. No, don't do that. Go out of your way. You make sure you spend a lot of time with other Christians.
很多基督徒说呢，我并没有花很多的时间呢和其他的基督徒在一起。那不要那么做，你要花大量的时间和其他的基督徒在一起。
So we'll carry on now. We're looking at verse 18. It says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ."
对刚才说呢，我们就是在腓立比书第3章第18节，第18节说，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
So there are many in the world, as you know, who do not walk according to the law of the Lord. They walk in their own way, and there's big problems with them.
所以你们大家也知道呢，这世界上有很多人呢，他们不按照神的律法去行走，他们按照自己的方式去行走，所以在他们的人生里呢，出现了大量的问题。
I suppose if you were to spend a lot of time watching television and watching movies, you would end up being very like the movie stars.
所以我认为呢，如果你花大量的时间呢去看电视、去看电影的话呢，你最终呢会变得像那些电影明星一样。
And that would sooner or later be very detrimental to your Christian life.
所以呢，这个迟迟早早呢会对你的那个基督徒的人生呢产生影响。
But there are also many who call themselves Christians who, in fact, aren't behaving like Christians, and they would break you down as well. Make sure that you're following the best of Christians in your friendships, in your work, in your Christian fellowship.
因为还有很多其他的自称为基督徒的人呢，他们也会对你的基督徒人生呢产生很大的影响。所以呢，就是说是你要确保你的人生呢，基督徒人生是跟那些真正的基督徒的就是人在一起。
What characterizes these false models?
因为这些假的那些例子是什么？
verse 19, whose end is destruction. Number two, whose God is their belly. Number three, whose glory is in their shame. And number four, who set their mind on earthly things.
第十九节说呢，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Sometimes, as you look at these people, you can see where they're going to end up. And if, in fact, their end is destruction, as the Bible says, if they're not following the Lord, it will be, don't follow them.
因为有时候呢，你就能看到这些人的结局。如果他们的结局就是灭亡的说话，那么如果他们不跟从主的话，他们就必然灭亡。所以你们呢，也不要跟从这样的人。The
next line says, their God is their belly.
下一句说呢，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。And
that means that they prioritize doing things that will please the body rather than will please the Lord. Don't follow that.
所以呢，这个意味着呢，他们的那个优先顺序呢，首先是满足自己的私欲，而不是说是去让主喜悦。所以你们不要跟从这样的人。The
third thing is they glory in their shame.
所以第三件事情是，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
Many people actually brag about doing things that are just something less than perfect.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们甚至说是啊，把他们自己的那样的不完美的事拿来炫耀。Sometimes
a salesman will sell a product and brag about it because he tells a lie about the product he's selling.
因为有些时候呢，那个销售员呢，他呢是去把他卖出去的产品呢拿来炫耀，因为这个产品呢是他卖出去的。But
there are many such examples out there. I suppose among the worst is the fact that we have a group of immoral people who call themselves by bad names, but they put on a pride parade. They say they're proud, but they're proud of their sin. That's a terrible thing.
其实这个里面呢，还有一群人呢，他们对这个就是说是道德败坏呢，他们引以为荣。就是说，我们当今呢，有一群人呢，他们把自己的罪呢，他们做了一个骄傲。他们说呢，他们做一个骄傲的游行，基本上就是那些同性恋的游行。
And the last one says that these people, verse 19, put their mind on earthly things.
这有一句话说，这些人呢，专以地上的事为念。
They think about and they talk about things of the earth rather than things of God.
所以他们那些思考的和去做的呢，都是地上的事，而不是神的事。
So you want to befriend people who will talk to you much about the Lord and his work rather than the things of this old
earth。Verse
20 now says, for our citizenship is in heaven. We're citizens of heaven, not citizens of the earth. Therefore, talk about heaven. Don't talk about the earth all the time. Talk about going to heaven.
第二句说呢，我们确实天上的国民。我们如果是天上的国民的话呢，我们要去谈论天上的事情，不要总是谈论地上的事情。你谈论中呢，总要是谈到呢，我们要去天堂这样的事情。
And make sure that you're eagerly, verse 20, waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
第20节继续说呢，并且期盼救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。The
Bible makes it clear that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
所以圣经讲得非常清楚，主耶稣基督呢，很快就会来。And
so many Christians go through life with the simple phrase on their lips often, which is perhaps today.
所以呢，很多基督徒呢，通常呢，他们嘴里常常挂着的一句话是呢，有可能今天。
That's what the Lord Jesus might do. He might come today, perhaps today.
这就是主耶稣基督他有可能要做的，他有可能今天回来呢，就是可能今天。
Keep that in the forefront of your thinking.
所以呢，把这个呢放在你思考的前沿。
Now, back to verse 19, it says, they set their mind on earthly things, which means they talk about earthly things. Make sure that you're talking about heavenly things. Keep on changing the subject to talk about the Savior.
第19节呢，他后面说呢，他们常以地上的事为念，这个说明呢，他们经常是谈论地上的事情。那么说呢，也要确保你要谈论的是天上的事情，你要把你的话题的主题改变为谈论天上的事情，多谈论我们的救主。
If you're thinking about things of God a lot, you'll find your mouth will talk about it a lot.
所以呢，如果你思考的更多的关于神的事情，你就会发现呢，你嘴里讲出来的也是更多关于神的事。
But the converse is also true.
所以呢，反面呢同样成立。
If you're talking about the things of the earth all the time, pretty soon you'll be thinking about that all the time.
对的，如果你谈论的都是地上的事情，那么说呢，最终呢，你会一直去思考地上的事。
Now, verse 21 tells us a little more about the reason for all this.
对，第21节跟我们讲了一点点关于那个所有这一切的那个原因。
He says, the Lord will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
第21节说，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Well, one of the things we find out in life about our bodies is that it is a very feeble, lowly thing.
所以，其中一件事情，我们发现，我们这个地上的身体呢，是一个非常的虚弱的、卑贱的是东西。
I have never really been favored with a very strong body.
因为我呢，就是说还没有，就是说是变成一个非常的软弱的或者非常强的身体。
A weak body, yes, but not a strong body.
所以是一个软弱的身体，是的，但是不是一个强壮的身体。
Therefore, it's easy for me to talk about a lowly body. Other people seem to have stronger bodies, healthier bodies, but we've all got lowly bodies.
因为就是对我来说呢，很容易的就谈到了这个卑贱的身体。那么有些人呢，他们有一个就是非常强壮的身体，一个健康的身体。
But one day soon, I'm going to have a glorious body.
所以最终呢，我会有一个荣耀的身体。
And I keep on telling people that when they see me in heaven, when you see me in heaven, you're going to say, wow, Harold, I didn't know you were so good looking.
所以呢，我一直跟人说呢，就是说当你在天上看见我的时候，你们在天上看见我的时候，你会说哇，Harold，原来你长得这么帅呀。
I'm going to have a glorious body, and so are you if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我将会有一个荣耀的身体，对你来说同样也是，如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的救主的话。
So the next time you look at yourself in the mirror, don't say, oh dear. Say, wow, one day I'm going to be absolutely glorious.
所以呢，下一次你照镜子的时候，你不要说哦，你要说呢，有一天呢，我会变有一个荣耀的身体。
And the question is, how is that going to happen?
现在问题是，这样的事情怎样会发生的呢？
And the answer is, God is going to do it. The Verse 21 ends with the line, he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
第21节说呢,神要叫万能归服自己。
He is going to protect his people and bless his people in every way. Hallelujah.
他能够呢,就是从每一个方面呢,都去那个赐福给他的子民,保护他的子民。Hallelujah.
All right. So now, chapter four, begins with the line, therefore.
然后我们来到腓立比书第4章呢,就是第1节说呢,因此。
That's an interesting line. All of the argument leading up to this point now. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
这是一个非常的有意思的一句话，就是所有的前面的论据呢，都归到这里，说呢，因此我所亲爱的，我所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我所亲爱的人啊，你们要在主里站立的稳。Sometimes
we find that the going in the Christian life is hard, and we might become discouraged.
所以有时候我们会发现呢，就是说我们的基督徒的人生呢会变得非常艰难，我们有时候呢会灰心丧气。I
think if I were to be running a marathon, when I got to mile 12, I might very well be tempted to sit down at the side of the road and have a milkshake.
所以呢，就是说，我认为呢，如果我要去跑那个马拉松的话呢，我也很有可能在12英里的那个地方呢，我想留下来休息一下，喝一杯那个 milkshake。
And if you were to ask me why I did that, I would say to them, listen, I'm tired, and not only am I tired, I am aching, and it's hard. I want to sit down.
所以呢，你如果问我为什么要那么做呢？说呢，你说我会告诉你，我非常的疲倦，我不仅仅的疲倦，我身体上很多地方都痛，所以呢，我想坐下来休息一下。And
often the Christian life is hard.
通常呢，基督徒的人生呢是非常艰难的。So
don't sit down, keep going.
你不要坐下来，要坚持往前走。
And so verse 1 says, stand fast in the Lord.
所以呢，第1节说呢，你们要在主里站立的稳。Well,
the problem is that we don't see the Lord, and oftentimes we don't feel the Lord. We hear him when we read the Bible, but it's not quite the same as having a friend beside you in person.
那就是问题是呢，我们看不见主，我们通常呢也感觉不到主。当然，我们读圣经的时候，我们听到了主，听到主呢。但是呢，就是通常呢，如果有一个实实在在的人在你身边呢，那是比较有帮助的。It's
frankly much better to have the Lord with us than anybody beside us in person. It just doesn't always feel that way.
因为这对我们来说最好是，就是说主呢亲自的站在我们旁边，而不是其他的人。那么说呢，这个时候呢，你总是要感觉到主呢是比较好的一件事情。
And so the Christian life is not one of feelings. The Christian life is one of belief and obedience.
所以基督徒人生呢，并不是谈到你的感觉，他总是谈到呢，你要去相信并且顺服。
All right, so verse number 2 now says, I implore Euodia and Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord.
所以第2节说呢，我劝友阿蝶和行都基要在主里同心。
One of the problems in the Christian life is that those around you don't always agree with you.
所以其中一个基督徒人生的一个问题是呢，你周围的人呢，通常呢并不总是同意你说的。Frankly,
I like it better when people do agree with me.
坦率地说呢，如果人们都同意我说的，我呢比较喜欢。
sometimes there can be problems, and sometimes those problems can be very great.
有时候呢会出现一些问题，有时候呢会出现很大的问题。
And so you'll often get people who don't talk to one another.
你通常呢就是发现有些人呢互相不说话。
And I've got a few friends who are like that. They don't talk to one another.
所以我有几个朋友他们是那样的，他们互相呢不说话不理。
It's a big problem for them.
对他们来说这一个大问题。
But you know, it's a big problem for me.
你知道吗？对我来说也是个大问题。
And this was a big problem for Eudoxia and Syntyche, but it was also a big problem for Paul.
所以这个里面呢，就是通这里呢是对有阿蝶和行都基呢是个大问题，但是对使徒保罗来说呢，同样也是个大问题。
And in particular, in the church, it's a big problem for the whole church.
就特别来说呢，在整个教会里，对整个教会来说呢，也是个大问题。
Psalm 133 says, how good and how blessed it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
所以呢，就是诗篇呢，要133篇说呢，就是说是那么弟兄和睦团结，那是多么美的一件事情。
And the Lord says that there he's going to command the blessing.
所以主说呢，在那里呢，主会降下他的赐福。
Now, of course, if they didn't dwell together in unity, there would not be a blessing. The blessing would be lacking, and the whole church would suffer accordingly.
因为如果他们呢住在一起的时候呢不团结呢不和睦的话呢，那么说呢那神的赐福呢就不会降下来，那么是整个的教会呢都会跟着一起受苦。
So is it important for brothers and sisters to get along with one another?
对弟兄姊妹来说呢，他们互相和睦是非常重要的。
And the answer is yes.
所以答案是是的。
And therefore, we have in verse 2 a word in English which is very strong. It says, I implore you.
所以这因此呢，在第二节里有一个英语单词呢，就是说是非常强的一个单词，说我求你。
It's most important that you get along with your brother and sister.
所以呢，你和你的弟兄姊妹一起呢，就是和睦是非最重要的一件事情。
And if there's a problem, then you go to him and you apologize and you set it right one way or the other, but don't allow the difference to continue.
因为如果出现了问题呢，你去跟他们道歉，然后呢把这个事情呢纠正过来，不要让那个问题呢一直存在在那里。
All right, so verse 3 then says, I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
第三节说呢，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格里勉，并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。
So from the logic of chapter 3 and the verse in chapter 4 that says, therefore, there are three things that must flow from the logic of chapter
3. 然后呢，从那个就是第二节和第三节里面这样的一个逻辑流程来说呢，告诉我们在那个腓立比书里有三样的东西要在这个里面强调。
Number one, verse one, we're to stand fast. Don't go back. Be strong. Keep going.
所以第一点就是呢，我们要站立的稳，你要站立的稳，要强壮，不要回顾过去，要往前走。
Number two, we must get along with our brothers and sisters.
第二点呢，我们必须要和我们的弟兄姊妹们和睦。
And number three, we are to help one another.
第三点呢，就是说我们要互相帮助。
Now, there seems to be no specific limit as to what the help should be, but we are to be working together with helping one another in what we do in the work of God.
所以这里面呢，看起来呢，并没有说是什么样的限制，你在什么范围内要帮助。这个主题是说呢，我们在神的工作里，我们要互相帮助，互相鼓励。
So whatever you can do, you get in and help somebody.
所以呢，不管你能做什么，你去帮助其他的人。
I'm always amazed at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
通常呢，我感觉。
When we call for a work party, lots of people show up. They come to help.
所以我感到非常的惊奇的是呢，在我们第十六届福音教会呢，当我们要想有人来帮忙做事情的时候呢，很多人都出来帮忙。
Now that's not always the case. In a lot of other churches, they say, no, we pay somebody else to do that. We won't do that. We put some money in the collection. We expect them to do the work.
这并不是所有教会的成员都是这样的。有些其他的教会里，他们说呢，我们交了奉献，那么说呢，你们应该付钱请其他的人来做这样的事情，而不是让我们做。
But God's plan is that we help one another. What can I do to help? Is a wonderful expression. And it should be true of everyone in the church, especially those of us who are younger.
但神的计划呢，其实我们要互相帮助。就是说我能帮到你什么呢？这是一个非常的奇妙的一个表达。应该在我们教会里，每个人都可以说呢，我能帮你做点什么，尤其是年轻人。
We often have food at the chapel. A fellowship lunch.
我们通常呢在教会里会聚餐，我们叫呢就是团聚的聚餐。
I'm always amazed we never run out of food at a fellowship lunch.
所以我非常的感到那个惊奇的是呢，我们就说是在那个团聚午餐里从来没有短缺过食物。
And that's because the women especially, but the men as well, keep on bringing extra. They help. We should be helping one another.
就是呢，这个原因呢，是那些女人们，妇女们，同样的，那男性呢，他们一直把食物带来，甚至带额外的食物来。
So verse 3, we should be helping the women, and we should be helping all the fellow laborers who are working in the gospel with us.
所以呢，在第三节里说呢，我们要帮助这两个女人。同样呢，我们要帮助那些一切和我们其余的和我们一同做工的。
And the other verse 4 is the fourth action that comes out of what we've learned in verse chapter 3, and that is we are to rejoice in the Lord.
所以呢，第四节就是说呢，你们要就是也是在我们第四章里的第四点，就是我们常常要在主里喜乐。
Keep smiling.
所以要保持你的笑容。
Have you ever noticed that sometimes it's easier to smile than other times?
所以你有没有注意到呢？有的时候呢，你去微笑呢，比其他的时候要容易得多。
So what do you do if you don't feel like smiling?
所以如果你不想笑，你会怎么做呢？
Well, you smile anyway, don't you?
不管怎么说，你就笑就行了。
Put a smile on. Do you know if you put a smile on, somebody's probably likely to smile back. And when they do, it'll make you feel good.
因为你知道吗？你就要脸上保持笑容。如果说你一直保持笑容的话呢，有些人呢也会对着你笑。如果有些人对着你笑呢，你的感觉呢就会变得好。
People are not always afraid of people who are smiling, but they often appreciate the smile. People often have great affection for people who are smiling at them.
因为人们呢，通常呢不会害怕那些面带笑容的人。面带笑容的人，他们通常呢就会去感激这些面带笑容的人。他们通常呢就会就是说和这个面带笑容的人呢很容易跟他们相处。
Sometimes you say, I think so and so likes me. When I see him or her, she smiles at me.
因为有时候你说呢，我认为某某人呢，他很喜欢我，因为不管在什么时候我看到他呢，他都对我微笑。
Well, you see, these things are pretty basic to life. They are.
所以你知道呢，这些事情呢，都是人生的基本的东西，他们确实是。
And the Christian is to be continually smiling because of all the wonderful things that God has done for him.
基督徒呢，要一直呢保持笑容，因为呢是神在他身上行了奇妙的工作。
Now, we're working on a little chorus that we're going to be teaching on Sunday morning in a week or two, and it goes like this.
因为我们在准备唱一首就是小的那个歌曲，而且呢我们可能在后面的几个星期，星期天上会唱的，是这样的。
The words are, trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend, so true.
因为那个词呢，就是你要相信主，不要绝望，因为他是这么真实的一个朋友。
Now, this is poetry, and if you ask Roy, he'll tell you poetry is awfully hard to translate.
所以这个是诗，所以如果你问若雨的话呢，他会告诉你呢，诗是很难翻译的。
But I'm going to give you two more lines. One line goes like this: Sing when the way is bright.
所以呢，我要再讲多讲两句。他讲的是歌唱，当你的事情呢是光亮的时候。
Sing in the darkest night.
所以呢，就算在黑暗的晚上呢，你也要歌唱。
Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing.
所以呢，每一天所有的时间都要唱，歌唱，歌唱。
All right, so now verse 5 says, it's interesting, it says, let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
六节呢，这个也非常有意思。他说呢，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。
Now, are you always gentle?
你是不是总是很比较温柔呢？
Sometimes I have to say, Harold, you're not very gentle. That wasn't a gentle thing to say. That was harsh. That was hard.
因为有时候呢，我都自己说呢，孩儿的，你不总是谦让的，你这样说话呢，并不是谦让的态度，这是一个比较激进的态度，也是一个比较硬的态度。
The Lord Jesus was a very gentle man.
我们的主耶稣基督呢，是一个非常的谦让的人。
I had a friend when I was younger. It was said of her, she never raised her voice. She didn't shout. She just was calm, always calm, regardless of the problem.
所以呢，我曾经有个朋友呢，当她还是个女孩子时候呢，她呢非常的谦让，她从来没有就是提高嗓门说话，她总是说非常的，在所有的事情上都非常的温柔，非常的谦让。
Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to be gentle, but if you haven't been gentle, then apologize.
所以呢，就是说有时候呢，谦让呢是比较难的一件事情。那么说呢，如果你从来没有谦让过呢，那你应该道歉。
All right, I just have to write a note to myself to make sure that I'm gentle because sometimes I'm too abrupt.
所以呢，就是说呢，我现在呢要把那个写个笔记，就是要确保我自己谦让。有时候呢，我并不谦让，我有点激进。
To whom are we to be gentle to?
那么我们应该对谁谦让呢？
Answer, everybody.
答案是对每一个人。
Okay, now, not all people in the world are like that.
因为就是说，并不是世界上每个人都像这样的。
Politicians often say bad things.
你政客通常会讲一些坏话，
And the Lord wants us to be gentle.
所以主要让我们谦让。
But then verse 6 goes on and it says, here's another thing. We should be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
第六节说呢，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事存感谢的心祷告，祈求将你们所要的告诉神。
Do you ever worry?
有没有担心过呢？
Yes, you say if you're like me.
你说是的，你就像我一样。
Verse 6 says, Harold, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
但第六节说呢，Howard 应当一无挂虑，只要凡事存感谢的心祷告祈求，将你们所要的告诉神。
So your prayers are to be characterized by two or three things.
所以呢，你的那个祷告呢，有2到3件特性。
You pray and you have supplication, which is a desire to really see things happen. You say, Lord, I really would like you to help, please.
所以你要祷告，祷告呢，你要祈求，祈求的意思呢，就是说呢，你要真心的，就是你特别想要，你说你跟主说呢，主啊，我真的想要这样的事情在我身上发生。
But your prayers, according to this verse, are to be accompanied by thanksgiving.
因为你的祷告呢，根据这一节经文说呢，要伴随着感谢。
Why would you give thanks when you pray?
当你祷告的时候，为什么你要感谢呢？
And I think there are probably two reasons why you would give thanks when you pray.
我认为呢，大概有2个原因，就是说呢，当你祷告的时候，为什么要感谢？
Number one is you would remember that the Lord answered your prayer yesterday.
第一个呢，就是你会记得主呢，昨天呢应允了你的祷告。
Now, if he answered you yesterday, do you think it's possible he might answer you today?
你认为呢，主呢，昨天呢，如果呢应允了你的祷告，那是不是今天呢，他也有可能呢应允你的祷告呢？
And so when you pray, you would say thanks because of all the good things he did for you yesterday. It's only proper to say thank you.
所以呢，当你祷告的时候，你说感谢，感谢呢，就是因为你要对所有的在过去呢，神在你身上行的奇妙的事情感谢他，所以你对他感谢是合适的。
But it's also true. That when you pray, if you remember that he blessed you yesterday, answered your prayer yesterday, it'll be easier to believe that he'll answer today's prayer too.
因为你当你祷告的时候呢，如果你说感谢呢，过去神呢就是应允了你的祷告，那么对你来说呢，你就更容易相信今天的主呢也会应允你的祷告。
And so, if you had a particular need that he met yesterday, you might say, Lord, here I am today. I've got the same need we had yesterday, but I want you to know that you answered my prayer yesterday. Would you do it again, please?
如果呢，你有一个同样的那样的跟昨天的类似同样的要求，那么神呢满足了你这样的需求，那么是今天呢，你就会跟主祷告说：“主啊，你说你昨天呢就是隐隐的满足了我这样的一个要求，那么说呢，今天呢求您呢按照您的旨意呢继续呢满足我这今天的要求。”
And of course, the answer to prayer, the thanksgiving would remind us that we don't deserve very much. We're thankful for all he did for us. Thanksgiving keeps us humble.
因为同样呢，就是说呢，如果我们向神感恩的话呢，就是说呢，就是说我们并不配得神赐给我们的东西，这样呢，就让我们变得更加谦卑。所以我们感谢神呢，让我们更容易变得谦卑。
Now, what would happen if you were to do all these things, each from verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? If you were to do those things, what would happen?
那现在呢，就是说呢，如果你按照那个第四章腓立比书第四章1到6节你去做的话，那么在你身上呢，会发生什么呢？
Let me remind you again what it would do be if you were to do the things in verses 1 to 5.
因为就是让我呢，就是说呢，提醒一下大家，如果你按照1到5节去做，会发生什么呢？
You wouldn't quit, you'd keep going, you'd stand fast. Verse number one.
你不会放弃，你会继续往前走。第一节告诉我们说，你会在主里站立得稳。
You'd set things right, verse two, with your brothers and sisters, you wouldn't fight anymore.
因为如果你跟你的第二节告诉我们，如果你跟你的弟兄姊妹呢，就是说是关系处得非常好，你就不会经常的争吵。
You'd help one another, verse 3.
在第三节你要互相帮助。
You'd rejoice in the Lord and keep your smile on, verse 4.
那么说呢，你在主里喜乐，既也保持你的笑容。第四节，
You'd be gentle and kind.
所以呢，第五节说呢，你要谦让的心，要温柔。
And you wouldn't be anxious.
所以这样呢，你就当一无挂虑。
Verse 7, what would happen? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
那么第七节是会发生什么呢？神出人意外的平安，必借着基督耶稣保守你们的心思意念。
Now, the peace of God is a wonderful thing. Imagine having peace in your heart.
所以呢，神所赐的平安，是一个非常的奇妙的事情。它会在你的内心里让你得到平安。
What kind of peace does he promise?
它呢，应许了怎么样的那样的平安呢？
Well, this is the peace that passes human understanding and every other kind of understanding.
这个样的平安呢，是人类呢超出人类的理解范围，还有任何的东西的理解范围。
You know, the world doesn't understand the Christian.
你知道吗？世界他们并不理解基督徒。
And they often say, "Why are you at peace? Everything's wrong. What's the matter with you? Why aren't you worried? Why is it that you can sleep?"
因为他就说呢。为什么你有平安呢？因为你的人生里一切事情都不对，你为什么不开始担心呢？为什么你晚上睡得着觉呢？
And so the question is, how can you get peace of God?
接下来问题是你怎样获得神的平安呢？
Answer, you live the first six verses of Philippians chapter 4.
答案是你呢，把那个腓立比书第四章的1到6节呢活出来。
Is the peace of God important?
那么神的平安是不是重要的呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是的。
Verse 7 says, the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds.
所以那个第七节说呢，神所赐的平安呢，会保守你的心思意念。
If you're at peace with God, if you know the peace of God, your heart will be settled.
所以呢，如果你认识神的平安，如果你有神的平安呢，你的内心呢就会安稳。
Well, that's a great promise.
这是一个很伟大的应许。
And your mind will be thinking the right thing.
你的思想呢会去思考正确的事情。
This theme of the mind keeps on coming back through the book of Philippians.
所以这样的主题呢，在腓立比书呢，就是不断的出现。
Remember now, the word Philippians means lover of horses. They thought horses were great. They didn't think right.
因为他们要记得呢，菲律宾的这个是单词的意思呢，他们是爱马的，他们就是说呢，他们把他们太爱马了，所以他们呢不能正确思考。
But the Christians were encouraged to think right and to think not only about loving horses, but rather loving God and loving the brethren.
但是基督徒呢，要学会呢正确的思考，不仅仅说只爱马，他们应该去爱神，更多的去爱弟兄姊妹。
And if you do these things that Philippians talks about, you will find it much easier to think clearly.
所以呢，你如果照着这样的事情去做呢，腓立比书告诉我们呢，你会发现呢，你会正确的思考了。
So you say, well, frankly, I would like to think clearly. So what can I do? How can I think clearly?
所以呢，你说呢，坦率说，我想正确的思考。那么说呢，那么我怎样可以正确的思考呢？
And so verse 8 picks up this theme that starts in verse 1 and it says finally. I think the finally there relates to the theme of verses 1 through 7 carrying on to verse 8.
第八节呢，它继续呢，就是说是去呼应那个第一节所讲的，因为它这里呢讲的是最后，最后呢，那么说呢，实际上呢讲到的是啊，把第一节到第七节呢做了一个总结，然后说最后。
And so verse 8 ends with the phrase, meditate on these things.
所以呢，就是说第八节呢，它有这样的一个词，最终结尾词说，你们这样的事情你们都要思想。
So verse 8 tells us how to think and what to think about.
所以呢，第八节告诉我们呢，怎样去思考，要思考什么事情。
So let's start reading at the top then. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true.
所以呢，我要从第八节开始读。最后，弟兄们，凡事真实的。
So you have an on-off switch in your brain.
所以呢，就是说你在你的那个大脑里有一个真的东西。
And if something isn't true, don't think about it.
你刚刚说的，你在你大脑里有一个开关。如果说呢，如果事情呢不是真的，不要去思考。
Don't think about things. If it's not true, just don't think about it.
所以呢，如果这个事情不是真的，那你不要想都不要去想它。
That's true regarding false religion.
其实这个对那些伪宗教来说呢，他们就是这样的。
You wouldn't think about how people worship the Lord, or sorry, pretend to worship God in Africa. Don't think about that. It's not true. Don't think about it.
因为你跟人想象不出来呢，在非洲呢，他们那些人呢，怎样去敬拜他们的神？所以这样的事情，你连想都不要想，不要去想这些事情。
People do a lot of things that aren't honest. Don't think about it.
所以呢，就是说是人们呢，通常呢做一些不诚实的事情，这样的事情你想都不要去想。
Our world does a lot of things that aren't true, thinks about a lot of things that aren't true.
所以呢，我们的世界做了大量的不是真实的事情，所以呢，你要去思考真实的事情。
In particular, in the scientific world, people talk about evolution. They talk about all manner of other things that aren't true.
特别的时候呢，在科学界呢，他们谈到的进化论，还有其他的一些事情，这些东西都是不对的。
Don't think about them.
你想都不要去想那些事情。
Number two, whatever things are noble.
所以第二点，那些可敬的事情。
Here's somebody who did something that was very, very good. You think about that.
这里有个人呢，做了一件非常非常好的事情，你要去思考。
Here's somebody else that does did something that was very bad. You wouldn't think about that.
所以呢，这里有个人呢，做了一件非常坏的事情，所以呢，你不要去思考那件事情。
There are a lot of stories that you will read in the news. You'll see on television or on the news lots of bad things. Don't think about it.
因为呢，就是说，在那个新闻里或者电视上有大量的故事，他们都是一些非常的坏的故事，所以你哎，不要去想那些事情。
Well, frankly, a lot of people would find they had a lot more time if they didn't think about bad things.
所以坦率说呢，如果呢有些人呢，他们不去思考坏事情，他们就有大量的空余时间。
So only think about the things that are very, very nice and good. Actually, think about the things that you would like to talk about and you would like other people to talk about. Think about good things.
因为总是要去思考那些非常非常非常好的事情，所以说呢，你要就是说去思考那些呢，就是你想去谈的那些好事情，你要去帮助其他的人呢，就是说也去思考那些你们想要谈的好事情，你们谈的好事情，所以大家一起要谈的思考好的事。
And then number three is whatever things are just. Or righteous.
所以第三点呢是公益的。
You think about that. If it's according to the law of God, think about it. If it's contrary to the law of God, don't think about it. That's our definition of just. It's in God's will and God's way.
你这个里面如果这样的事情呢，它是呢。遵照神的旨意的，你去思考；如果是反对神的旨意的，你就不要去思考。这个就是我们来判定这件事情是不是公义的这样一个原则。
And then the next question is, whatever is pure, whatsoever things are pure.
因为下一件事情呢，就是你要思考那些纯洁的事情。
Much of the thoughts in the minds of people are not pure. They think about doing things that aren't very nice, that are not pure.
因为很多人呢，他们大脑里思考的事情并不是纯洁的事情，他们呢就是说是比较并不纯洁的东西，所以我们要思考纯洁的事情。
I suppose that's one of the worst things in life for many people. They're not good thoughts. They're thinking immoral, bad thoughts.
因为在很多人呢，在他们人生中呢，这是一个非常的坏的事情。他们呢，就是他们思考的呢，并不是纯洁的事情，他们通常呢，思考那些不道德的那些坏的事情、淫乱的事情。
And then the next line is, whatsoever things are lovely.
所以下一句呢，是优美、可爱的。
I'm not sure what that word lovely really means.
我不是很确定这个可爱的到底意味着什么。
I think that women maybe have an advantage over men on this.
所以我认为呢，就是说是女性呢，通常在这一点上呢，比男性有优势。
Women tend to like things that are pretty, that look good.
所以呢，女性呢，通常喜欢那些美的，就是看起来非常好看的东西。
Man, you make sure that you like things that are pretty and look good too.
所以呢，男人们，你们也要就是确保你们也喜欢那些就是看起来美的、可爱的东西。
What do you think the Garden of Eden looked like?
所以呢，你认为那个伊甸园看起来是什么样子
Well, frankly, I think it was a pretty garden.
的？所以坦率的说呢，我认为是一个非常美的园子。
I think the Garden of Eden looked very good.
我认为那伊甸园看起来呢非常的好，
It was beautiful and lovely.
它是非常的漂亮，非常的可爱。
Now, the next thing is whatsoever things are of good report.
下一件事情呢，就是有美名的。
That's an interesting heading.
这是一个非常有意思的一个说法。
What's it mean?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, it means if somebody were to take a video or a recording of your thoughts, the good report thoughts would be the thoughts that you would like them to publish to everybody else.
所以这个呢，意味着呢，如果一个人他可以用一个录音机录下来你的那个想法，你的想法的话呢，那么说呢，这样的想法呢，他录下来呢，是你愿意他向公众发布的那样的想法。
Now, on the other hand, it could be possible for you to have some thoughts that you wouldn't want to be reported.
从另外一个方面来说呢，就是说是有时候你的一些想法，你不想呢，他们去报道。
And so, if you think about having a thought that you wouldn't want to be published, don't think that thought.
所以呢，如果你是一直想着天上的事情，你就不会担心。所以呢，不要去思考那些不好的事情。
Now, if there's anything you think about that is virtuous, that's the next line. If there be any virtue.
下一句说呢，就是若有什么德行，就是这一句说的。
That would mean something that was strong and courageous, something that was noteworthy and was something that you would be very proud of. You think about that.
所以这个意味着呢，有些事情呢非常的强大的，非常的就是说是让你能够得到有鼓励和勇气，这个是让你呢觉得是非常好的一件事情，你要去思考这样的事情。
And if anybody were to hear or see what it was you were thinking, if they would say, "Oh, that's wonderful. I praise you for that." That's the last of these eight qualifications or descriptions.
所以呢，如果呢你的一些想法呢，被别人看见，或者别人看见你做的一些事情呢，说呢，这个太好了，我要称赞你，这是最后一样在这里所包括的。
So, what do you think about or what do you meditate on?
所以呢，你思考什么，你去默想什么。
Sometimes our mind is just a thought that goes right through quick.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们的思想呢，它就这样很快的就过了。
Other times our thought is something that we think about and we meditate on and we quietly build and we plan and we think and we think and we think.
所以，其他有些事情呢，就是我们去思考的时候呢，我们就不断的去默想，不断的去思考，然后在这上面不断的建立，不断的思考，思考。
Many years ago, I read the story of a man by the name of Lear, who was the inventor and the builder of a jet plane, a passenger, small passenger jet, business jet called the Lear jet.
所以呢，就是很多。那我听到一个人的故事，他的名字叫里尔杰特。他呢，其实是就是他呢发明的，就是建造呢那样的一些那小型的那个商业飞机。
He designed this plane.
所以呢，他呢设计他自己的飞机，
And then he built the plane.
然后他呢造飞机。
And then what he did was he tested the plane by seeing if it would fly.
所以呢，他还是有做的事情呢，他去试飞，试飞呢，就看这个飞机飞不飞得起来。
And somebody said to him, Mr. Lear, when you took it for a test flight, were you afraid it might crash?
所以有些人说呢，尼尔，当你试飞你的飞机的时候呢，你害不害怕你的飞机会坠毁呢？
And he said, no, I wasn't.
他说不，我不害怕。
And so they said to him, well, why weren't you afraid?
所以他们对他说：“那为什么你不害怕呢
And he said, because I had flown that plane many times in my own mind.
你在说呢？因为呢，在我的思想里，我已经飞了那个飞机，飞了很多次。
I don't think he said many times. I think he said thousands of times. He had flown it in his mind. He meditated on and meditated on and meditated on what that plane would have to be in order to do what it would have to do.
因为他，我认为他不是说那很多次，他说他在他的大脑里已经飞过上千次了，因为他就不断的思考那些飞机的细节，那个飞机呢飞起来应该会是什么样子的，各种各样的细节，他不断的默想，不断的思考。
And so the question, of course, is, all right, how do you do that? That we read in verses 1 to 8. How do you do that?
所以现在问题是呢，我们刚才读了一到八节，那么说你怎么样可以做得到呢？
And he says, verse 9, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
第九节说呢，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Paul said, I'm the example of all of this. And if you want to know what to do, you just follow me. You listen to me. You think like I think. You listen to me. You'll know how I think. You stay with me and you will be blessed.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我就是你们的榜样。如果你想要是说是怎么样去做呢，你就像我那样去思考，你像我那样去思考，像我那样去做，像我那样去做的话呢，你就会得到神的赐福。
Now it's interesting in the Bible, isn't it? That the Bible doesn't just tell you what to do. The Bible tells you how to do it, and it gives you examples to follow so that you can do it.
所以呢，这是非常有意思的，是不是？圣经它不仅仅只是告诉你要做什么，它同样呢，就是说是告诉你怎样去做，在告诉你怎样去做的时候呢，给你一个榜样，这样呢，你可以照着这个榜样去做，这样呢，你就能做得。
Why do we read the Bible? In order to learn how Paul used to think. We got to think like he does.
为什么我们要读圣经呢？就是这以便我们呢像那个使徒保罗那样去思考。
Why do we stay close to Christians who are stronger than us?
我们为什么和那些就是说呢比我们比强壮的基督徒呢靠近他们呢？
Well, in order to learn to think like them, to live like them, but to think like them.
所以呢，以便我们就是说是像他们那样去生活，去像他们那样去思考，要像他们那样去思考。
So the Bible tells us what to do and how to do it.
所以圣经告诉我们要做什么，怎样去做得到。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's maybe where we should leave it tonight. We'll pick up verse 10 next week, Lord willing.
也就是我们今天要停下来的，主许可下个星期呢，我们从第十节开始。
Very good. So, Roy, could I ask you just to close in prayer for us, please? And thank you very much.
Yeah, 我们来做一个结束的祷告。这样天父，感谢您呢，赐给我们这样的时间在一起学习。Father, we thank you that we have this opportunity to study your word. 今天非常感谢您呢，就是说是让我们知道使徒保罗也给我们这样的一个榜样，也不仅仅告诉我们怎样去做，而是要做什么，还告诉我们怎样去做，怎么样可以做到。Now, Father, we thank you that the Bible is not only tell us what to do, but also tell us how to do.And also give us an example and methods to follow and that we can do it. 所以今天天父也感谢您呢，圣经不仅仅告诉我们要做什么，也告诉同样告诉我们怎样去做，也同样的给我们设立了一个榜样呢，就是说是这样的我们可以做得到。所以我们今天天父呢，我们感谢在座的所有的来这里参加这样的人。 我们也感谢呢，Aaron 的，求您的赐福给我们，按照您的应许赐福给我们所有的我们爱的人。Fathers, so we thank you that for everybody who come to this
Amen.
meeting, we thank you for Aaron to teach us. And so, Father, we pray that you will bless us all, bless that all who we love, and 今天分内感谢您，求您呢，就是下个星期把我们带回来。Father, we thank you and bring us back next week.
Amen.
We commit ourselves and everything into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 所以今天分内我们感谢，您，求您下次把我们带回来。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
Amen.
you,
Thank you all tonight.
Harold. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Harold.
See you tomorrow.
Amen.
Hello.
See you tomorrow. 谢谢。
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank
Thank you. Thank you.
you, Eva.
Good night.
Good night, Karen. Good night to all. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Harold. Lord willing, see you in the morning.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
you, Harold.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Harold.
You. Good night, Karen.
Thank you, Roy.
Yeah.
And good night.
Good night. 谢谢阿姨，再见。